A very wise man once told me that there are two kinds of people, those who divide things into two groups and those who don't. I think there also are people who calculate the risk with little tables and parameters. And then there are people who just get a gestalt of the patient and then say, "Whoa, high risk." For those of you who don't want to guess, there are a number of expensive, non-routine tests that can tell you who is likely to have coronary artery disease. These include exercise stress testing, radionuclide ventriculography, Holter, stress echo, coronary angiograms, and thallium scintigraphy. These tests are designed and validated to identify who has significant coronary artery disease. They don't tell you who is going to have an MI with their operation. They don't tell you if the plaque in the coronary artery has recently fractured or is highly thrombogenic. They tell you who is going to have a positive coronary angiogram, which is not really what you want to know.